Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. And this is the Holderness Family Podcast.
Hey, that sounded very official.
Well, I was trying to be excited. This is my favorite time of the week. I love the podcast. Like, it's just us talking. It's a little more unscripted. The chair's kind of comfortable. Everything's working for me right now.
And remember to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review.
Yeah. So here's a recent review. We like to read reviews, and we're so grateful to hear this feedback. This is from Ashley Mack 2. She said, I look forward to this podcast each week. Having 7 and 9-year-old girls, it's easy for my husband and I to get caught up in the everyday rat race and forget to cultivate our marriage. Kim and Penn remind me that marriage is the backbone of a family, and also confirm that marriage is hard but worth fighting for. We needed her to just write the foreword of our book. That was really well done.
That was very well done. Thank you for that review. And I have to say, we do on this podcast talk about marriaging and parenting and things that are hard, and we can get kind of serious.
Speaking of hard,
today
this feels like a good segue.
Do I mom so hard? Today is a super fun day.
Right. At first glance, these girls are funny. You get to know them better and they're even more funny. But also, there is such depth to their relationship and their friendship. They've known each other for a long time, and they've taken that friendship and then also really their desire to make moms heard and turned it into really like a movement all over social media. Plus, like, you've gotten to hang out with them a little bit as well, right?
Well, 2 years ago, I saw their previous show when they were out on tour, and I just messaged them like a stalker and said, hey, I'm on Facebook too. Can we meet up for a few drinks? And they were kind enough to meet up, and we had maybe more than a few drinks, and they are wonderful, wonderful humans. Welcome, Kristen and Jen.
Yes!
Well, we are so excited to see your smiling faces, although this is in the podcast world, so I'm kind of, our audience isn't getting the benefit of that.
But part of this is painting a picture, right? So for example,
Paint a really hot picture.
Yeah, yes. You guys look fantastic. Kristen has bangs.
Yes.
And they are working for me.
Hey, great. Hey.
So that's it's part of your part of audio picture. Imagery, I've been told. We're supposed to do that.
Well, I have to say that throughout this, like, the whole pandemic experience, especially when I couldn't get like the Botox appointment, I had the scissors in my hand so many times to cut some bangs on myself. Are you into it? Are you still into the bangs?
Oh man, the bangs are a journey. Jen knows.
It's been a deal.
It's been a deal.
Because I am experimental with my hair. I've had bangs multiple times. Kristen is averse to change.
Kristen does not enjoy change. And that's me talking about myself in the third person.
Okay.
So I got them and I thought they looked super awesome.
I told her no for years. I threatened as much as I could and was like, please do not do this because I don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what she meant. So then I got them done and I was like, these are awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. This is amazing. Wait, I got to get a haircut every 2 weeks. And then I tried to trim them myself. Big, not a smart move. And then I went to someone else because I was in a hurry and they did the like blunt cut across the top and it totally changed the entire.
Haircut. Yeah.
So my cowlick was like, I had just this alfalfa thing up in the middle, and I was like a disaster. Jen was like, stop talking about your hair all the time. I'm like, who am I?
Yeah. So is there anything that change that can affect a bigger change than bangs? Like bangs versus perm. I feel like bangs, like that's
how dare you. We don't do the perms anymore.
I'm gonna get a perm now.
I am the first one in the seat when the perms come back in.
Yep.
I loved it.
I know. They were kind of awesome. They were kind of awesome, especially if you had like the helicopter perm rods that like made the spindly. Oh.
Yes, like the spiral. That was, like, awesome. I think
but
that's
now what... we have like the Dyson that like does the air whip to it all. But
yeah, if you wanna go viral, you go perm bangs, you put them together and you see how it works. I don't know if anyone's ever done that before.
I'll just go looking for a fight all the time.
When I was a kid, my grandmother was a hairdresser, but not like, she was really good at like a nice set.
Yeah, for Sundays, the ladies would come in.
So their hair set. My mom's like, well, grandma can give you a perm. And it was like, I looked like Alice from a Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
It was horrifying. It was like birth control for middle school.
Yeah. So my mom did the same thing. And I always say I looked like a detective or a real estate agent. All of them were their power plays, but
that's a great
but
category.
Seriously, she like shortened my sides and then permed the it was what
so it's a little bit of like maybe a little mullet, maybe mohawk. I like it. I like this.
Whatever you do, film it.
Just say your kids are so cute, and it makes me think of this because I saw the video where you were doing like your daughter was doing the makeup from when you were younger, and she's just A plus.
Our kids, especially my 14-year-old daughter, they are turning out so well.
In spite of us.
In spite of us.
Like, we're pretty good parents, but like, we're a lot to handle.
This is a lot.
I thought I was going to be that guy who went to high school and my daughter would be like, oh my God, I can't wait to introduce you to my dad. No, I'm a lot. Like, it's especially for someone who's just trying to, like, you know,
blend into
a school. Yeah. I can't believe how well adjusted she is in spite
of
me.
So also something else, and we are going to talk about you and all the stuff you have going on.
Yeah, we're getting
But first,
it.
The teenagers, I'm just warning you because our kids are a little bit older than yours. They're super into their skincare. Whereas I don't know about you, but I had like Noxzema and tinted Clearasil and that was it. And even now, I don't have a skincare routine. Like, I fall asleep with my makeup on. Like, I know, but she is like diligent. She has like Washa. Do you know what that is?
Washa. Yeah. Girl, I'm on TikTok way too much.
Okay. But I'm saying like she has a whole routine, like morning, night. And like it's nice
God bless
her. Okay. Finally, I'm going to be able to relate to my kids in a few years. Great.
Yeah. They're going to teach you things.
Yeah. And then you'll just have to figure out how to integrate yourself into that. Anyway, so things like skincare, what to dress, what you're drinking, what you're wearing, all the things we've been talking about, these two have really turned into some incredibly entertaining videos on their channel, I Mom So Hard. The one I will say that I think reached the most people, including men, was when you tried on Spanx openly.
That Spanx video,
you guys had a place in my heart after that. And, you know, that was one of your many viral videos, but we want to talk about how you guys started. Everyone has a different genesis story in this genre. We probably have a different one from you guys, but can you tell us about the very beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back even a little further because
I wish ours was like yours, like a good-looking couple that got married.
But yeah, we're not married, although this marriage is much easier than the ones we're actually in.
We try harder
with each other. We care about each other's feelings. We're sensitive.
We use our best communication.
Yeah, we're like, I'll make you breakfast. Don't worry. The rest of it really made me breakfast this morning, you guys.
My husband was like, get out of my head.
We both are from Nebraska, but we did not meet in Nebraska, which is kind of crazy. And then fast forward, we're out in LA. We're both pursuing comedy. We're doing improv. We're doing writing. Jen was at Groundlings. We're doing stand up as much as we could.
Kristen has done 1,000 digestive commercials.
I saw you in a lot of commercials.
Anti-digestive, is that like so you don't poop or is it to help you poop? Can you read a script for us really quickly?
Acid, analgesics, anything in the I don't look well space, I kill it.
What were your lines? I need to know your lines.
I did many.
Seriously, he's done like 100 commercials.
Yeah, something like Activia, do you want the swoop for the stomach? I got that. I had to have a coach teach me that. I've done
so what she's saying is she's a character actor in the space of I don't feel well. Yeah. Basically. Okay.
And yeah. now it's method. But Jen and I met, and I went to an improv show, and she was in it. And I remember thinking that she was so funny. But then I was also like, she's wearing so many necklaces. How is this? How is she doing? Meanwhile, I'm like the comedy, like tomboy that's wearing like Chuck Taylors and a funny t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like there was a uniform. So then we were having beers in the parking lot after, and found out we were both from Nebraska, and it immediately felt like, you know, because LA is so big and it's so fast, and it just felt like, oh my God, I'm kind of home. Like, and so we hung out the next day, and then fast forward meeting husbands and having kids. And there was one night when we both make each other laugh and we both have so much fun together. But there was one night in particular where we were both having a really hard time, and she came in the door and we had a glass of wine, and we started to laugh, and then we started to cry, and then we started to laugh again. And Jen was saying, like, why doesn't anybody show motherhood like this? Like, this is the real thing. Like, I don't want to feel scared all the time. And I also don't want to feel inspired all the time. Like, I want to feel like life is just what it is.
I want to feel like it's okay for me to be like angry and sad about a lot of this.
Yeah.
And then have somebody like make me laugh about it.
And also talk about eyeliner, like, you know, crap that doesn't matter. Like, just those delightful conversations that mean nothing mean everything. So then we did a video, and we didn't know what we were doing, and we didn't know what it would look like, but we did introduce our kids, and Jen forgot her daughter's name.
I remember that one. I saw it.
And
yeah.
that was
hilarious.
We noticed that was the funny, and we posted that. Mm-hmm. Did really well.
Name was not my first choice.
Right.
Wait a minute. What was her first
choice?
She was
new. Like, she was brand new.
She was new. She was 4 months old.
You know, they don't listen to their names kind of ever.
You never really use it. You're going to
put it on like an announcement so people can send you like a chair with it written on it. You know, or a pillow or something. There's no like need for it.
Yeah.
But just for those who don't know, what is her name? What did you want her name to be?
Hold on. Do you have her name written down?
Her name. It's Delilah, I think. It's Delilah.
We're pretty sure.
I wanted to name her Nova Bell after her dad's grandma. And
They got told no.
By my husband's dad, because he was like, "Nah, she wasn't that great. I want to think about her. I think about her every time I say your daughter's name." And I was like, "You get to say that."
But then it worked, and they were like, "Well, they didn't have a name. They wouldn't let. Isn't this right?
Dash would not let
Jen and her husband leave the hospital because they had not decided on a name. And they were like, "You have to have a name for the birth certificate." Like. It's the funniest thing to me that these two were like, "Oh, we're still circling the camp."
Well, we were out politing each other on the name because we like that Dashiell, our son, our two favorite names were Dashiell and Killian for him. And we were nervous about, well, Kill's like a really terrible nickname, but it's a family name. So I thought he wanted Killian and he thought I wanted
Dashiell. Yeah, so they were really like, nice to each other. I was like, "We're going with Finn because I love Glee." And he's like, "Don't tell people it's from Glee." I was like, "What? We're not reading Great Expectations. Let's know ourselves."
We came up with the name for our daughter, and we've had to like alter this.
We had to soften it a little bit.
We were watching Kinky Boots, and the role that Chiwetel Ejiofor played.
The drag queen. Lola.
We were like, "Oh, that's a really good name for a girl."
It's fun to say. And so she's like, "So it was named after a drag queen?" I'm like, "Kinda."
I love that name. And your son's name is what?
Well, he's Penn, but he goes by like PC or Penn Charles, but he's not a junior. It's a whole thing. He has like 14 names, but it's Penn.
It was cool. Yeah, he was Penn in his old school. He went to a new school and it said Penn in his name tag and he crossed it out and he wrote PC. I'm like, I guess he's identifying as PC now. It's different from his dad's. I kind of love that he did that.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to talk to you about our book.
As you may or may not know, we wrote a book. It came out earlier this year. It's called Everybody Fights, So Why Not Get Better at It?
If you or your partner have ever struggled with communication or disagreements, I encourage you to check out this book.
Yeah, we wrote it with our marriage coach, Christopher Edmonston, about the 10 biggest fights we've had. Yes, we do fight, and we took notes. So we talk about the fight, and we talk about how we overcame those fights.
So this book isn't for everyone. It's not a last-ditch effort to save your marriage type book. To me, I tell my friends, it's about the people who want to stay married. The people who have a good marriage, you're on solid ground, but man, maybe it could be a little bit better. That's who this book is for.
Yeah, so check it out. You can get a free chapter to read or listen to and find out where it's sold by going to everybodyfightsbook.com. And also, I just want to say, I said you can read or listen. The Audible version, the book's fine. To me, the book's like a textbook.
The book is fine.
No, it's good. You can go back and you can make marks. You can kind of make notes on it. You can go back and reference it and kind of know which chapter to turn to if something's going on in your marriage. But the Audible book has a lot of extra, and I think we're awesome in it.
That's everybodyfightsbook.com. Now back to the show. So kind of like us, like we posted a video, it got a lot of attention, and then you're like, I guess we do this again. Like, did you have a business plan for any of this stuff?
Oh my God.
Let me turn this around and ask a question. Was it the school bus or which was the first
Christmas
one
jammies? We posted.
Oh yeah.
That was the other one I was going to ask.
Yeah.
No, you guys had your S together.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No.
Well, the only thing that we had was a background in producing video. Like, we'd just done it before.
They did too, kind of.
Editing, shooting, like all that stuff. Like, but we were.
Our whole thing was we were going to do videos for other people.
Right.
So we were going to we were going to shoot your like local TV commercial, not on camera.
Yeah.
And it took us months before we were like, oh, I guess like we should do it for ourselves. And then it took like 2 years before we started to do it with any regularity. Yeah. So, no.
I love the direction this is going in. It's really coming back to us.
It's all about us. So if any more questions about us.
Yeah.
You know, for us, I think what we did do, and I think this is because, you guys, we did have a little bit of knowledge because we're in LA and we love film and we love TV and we were working as actors and working as comedians and doing that stuff. But I think what we did know is we did have a couple friends that were like doing really well in sort of the media, social media space, the YouTube of it all. And we got some really solid advice right out of the gates. They were like, make sure you hit a video every week because your audience becomes dependent on you. They look at you as a friend and like you have to show up. And I'm not kidding when I said, like, and Jen had a little wee baby and like we had little kids and we did a video every week. She edited when she was in Scotland and she learned how to edit from YouTube videos. So we didn't have a lot of experience, but I think we both had the want and the hope that we would get to be creative in our own terms, which I think is what you guys do too. We were like, let's do these things for us. And because we think there's this need for it. And if we make each other laugh, we're probably going to make other people laugh. Let's hope we make moms feel good on the, you know, the byproduct of that. And then it became a thing.
I think,
but we did 56.
Yeah. The first year.
Every week.
We didn't actually like have any idea what it would be, honestly, other than that, like nobody's doing this thing, which is just like a two camera, like a confessional sort of thing. Yeah, that's like kind of about motherhood. We didn't know if it was going to be like a vlog or what. We had
Jen called it a vlog for the first 3 weeks. And then you guys asked if we had a business plan. I would just like you to know Facebook asked for a personal phone number. So I put my phone number on there. And at 4 a.m. when we first started to get a lot of traction, I got a call from a woman and she's like, hi, is this my mom so hard? And I was like, yes, ma'am. She's like, I need your help. You guys are coming up on my page too much and I need to unfriend you. And I don't know how. My son
from the South.
I should not call you, but you left a phone number. So I go, ma'am, it's like 4 a.m. here. Can I call you back? And so sure enough, I called her back at 7 and helped her unfriend.
Oh, see, that's why you guys are successful.
See?
It's that kind of like connection. And obviously your connection has, I'll say this, it's, you can have a connection with someone on Facebook where you hit a like button or a share button or you show it to your friends. It's another level of a connection when you're packing auditoriums all across the country with people who want to come see you be yourself. Yeah. So congratulations on that. I want to talk a little bit about the tour as
well. Okay, so I got a chance to see you a couple years ago, like pre-COVID. The best time. Like,
yeah, you went out till like 2 a.m. with them.
You didn't know me.
Wearing shoes in a bar. I always know that's when
good times. Yeah, I went out with a few friends and I like messaged you through Facebook. I'm like, hey, I'm on Facebook too. Can I meet you? And you were nice enough to say yes. And so we went out and we were just a little overserved. It's fine. Not our fault. But everybody had the best time. But you're out on tour again. I'm so excited. Yeah. So first of all, how did COVID impact all of this?
The tour?
Yeah, well, I mean, it ripped everything. It away. Yeah,
we were doing our second with that. We love the tour. It's the live part of it is such a component, because you know, you get to see the people that support you in person. And it sounds so fruity, but it makes everything feel like very like real. And mm-hmm. you feel so excited and so privileged to get to do that and to perform for everybody. And you know what a task it is to get a babysitter and pay your ticket. And so we just go out there with like the energy of like, let's throw a party. And then
you guys can get this too. It's like, it suddenly transforms from like clicks and likes and comments to like an actual person, like putting a face to things is surreal, sort of.
Yeah.
It's especially like, I mean, I'm going to fast forward ahead. We were doing these Facebook lives during when the lockdown first started and the pandemic and stuff. And it just sort of felt like everything was going into this cacophonous void, you know,
where like, you don't know if it's really working.
Yeah. So to be able to like see faces again and like have people be like, you guys got me through the pandemic. It was so hard. And
it's remote, the best.
It's just surreal.
It is. And what was the one good thing that came out of being in lockdown besides endless material?
Mostly sad material.
Sad material. We were like, I think we're going the wrong direction. This is not how this, nobody wants to cry. Yeah. But I think we felt like we really get to work this show. So we did, we took the time. We were pod families with each other. We were like, let's write the crap out of this. Let's write it. Let's, and Penn, you'll be, and I'm by no means your caliber, but I learned the guitar a little bit.
Did you?
I did.
I'm not that good of a guitar player. I bet you're better than me.
Oh my God. Wait till you see me. I'm literally like so brand new, but we wrote a song. We're having the best time with it.
She's very good at it. She's been playing for like 3 hours.
Okay. Listen, I want to hear more about this. Do you have a guitar handy?
I do.
Could you please get it right now and play the song for us?
No.
Do it.
No. It's for the special live show.
How about like a snippet, like one, just one little stanza.
You have a song that we could play.
She's got it. I'm so excited.
We are going to get back to.
We haven't had any live performances of people other than me on this show, and I'm not that good. I want to hear someone else do it. This makes me really happy.
She's going to be so nervous. She literally learned to play like 2 months ago.
And then she'll perform in your show.
Yeah.
I love this.
There it is, Kristen. Yeah. I love your guitar.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so to paint a picture, Kristen has a guitar. She's sitting in front of a window with Jen. They're about to sing a song.
No, we're going to sing a song that's been written before.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're gonna work. We're working on this one for our karaoke jam.
Yeah. I'm just going to start it out right away.
Every rose has its thorn.
Amazing.
I know this one.
Yes, I can. Every night has its dawn.
Yes.
Every rose has its thorn.
Woo! Outstanding. Okay, you guys are great.
That, first of all,
that's our jam.
I love that song. Amazing at karaoke.
It's only two chords, so I can do it.
And you sound like a professional.
I have so much to learn, but I'm really enjoying it, and it makes the show. The moms are so supportive, and like, it's a ball, you know, like you're living out a dream. Like, we're like, the coolest thing about when you get to create your own stuff is you're like, hell yeah, we're gonna sing our own song at a show. We're holding them captive. They can't go anywhere.
I think this is probably close to our favorite show.
Oh my God, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
What I love about your story is you were trying for years to do comedy at other, on somebody else's terms, right? Like trying to get into somebody else's, you know, either theater or somebody else's show. And now you get to do it yourself.
It's pretty awesome. And we know that. And we're really grateful. And I think that's the neat thing about creating and putting stuff on YouTube or putting stuff on TikTok is like, you do get to be creative in your own way. And it feels like fair. You know, Hollywood's tough. You're always knocking on doors. You're always told what you're not good at, when it doesn't work.
The internet's an autocracy. If people like what you're doing,
I have to look up that word.
It's not like...
It's autocracy.
Yes. But it's also like taught us, because I'm sure you two get a bunch of messages too, where it's like, I've been wanting to start a business, or I've been wanting to do this thing. And I think what we've learned is like, you have to, because your unique voice in no matter what you're doing is so necessary. And the more like unique your voice is, the more universally like understood sort of it is, yeah. You know, like.
I hear you, because a lot of people and just friends in my life too, they are asked, like, they want to start a blog or a podcast. And my first advice is to always do it. And just start before you're ready. Nobody will watch it or listen to it.
No one will ever be ready.
And they're not going to do it in the beginning. You're not just do it, and do it scared. You'll just be scared.
Yeah.
But it is the slog, like this whole the building a social media platform, selling out a show. It's a lot of work.
Tell them about Tim, that message we got.
Oh, we were at a live show about Tim at the live show. Yeah, we won't say that word because you guys are nice people. But we were at a live show and we.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We used to do this thing where we'd do Q&A, where we would get these cards from the audience, and then we would answer the questions in like a 20 to 30 minute like improvised bit. And this one guy had a show. By the way, there were four men in the entire audience, so we could pick out pretty fast who it was. Yeah. We had a good odd that, like, if we punched every single one of them, we were going to punch the right one.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I think that anybody could do what you guys are doing because you're just sitting in a chair talking.
Couldn't a couple of guys having beers do what you're
exactly
doing?
Exactly the same. And we were like, then Jen said, it rhymed with schmuck you, Sam.
I had two words for him, and it was not happy birthday,
and it was in a live show, but, like, the two of us just, I don't know what happened, but Tim regretted his decision. I'm sure his wife did not enjoy him that evening. Like,
because
it was.
We were like, listen, yes, if you want to get up every week and do this, if you want to learn how to edit your own videos, if you want to, like, learn all the different social media, always be writing, always be responding to messages and stuff like that, and carry on the rest of your life. Then more power to you.
Do it. Penn is like doing like a nostril breathing right now, which means he's very upset that Tim just said
well,
that.
Well, so here's the thing. I'm gonna defend Tim in a very basic way.
Oh,
men. No. Listen, men as a whole. We're like, we sit around and watch sports a lot, and we always think that we can do a better job than the people who are actually doing the highlights.
God, if that isn't the truth.
And so we're just sitting there like, why did Troy Aikman just say that? Like, or I could go out there and I could do. And the truth is, we can't. I was a sportscaster for 20 years, and the first 5 years, I could not have sucked any worse than I sucked. I sucked. Just like you guys. Like, it is. Yeah. This is a muscle that you have to exercise. Now, the fact you should take it as a compliment that Tim said that, because you make it look effortless. But you guys work on your timing. You guys work on your relationships. Maybe not all the time consciously, but sometimes subconsciously. You can see some polish, even in the way that you guys talk. The give and take that you have, and that is something that Kim and I had to work on that we didn't have naturally when we started this.
Knowing that, so starting a page, going out on tour, doing all this stuff, if you had to do it all over again, if you had to start it all over again, is there anything you would have done differently?
Merch is the worst thing on planet.
Yeah, we're all wearing our merch right now.
I tell people all the time. Honestly, I think it's the funniest thing. I'm like, we couldn't be worse at anything than merch. And the fact that like that our crowd loves a good T-shirt and we can't get it right. Like,
I have one of your T-shirts. What are you talking about?
I mean, because we were on tour. That was the last time. We cannot get it right. So merch.
We gave it to you because I don't know if we've charged anybody for anything.
We literally are terrible at it.
So I'll send you the name of this lovely company that helps us. Because
honestly, we keep saying like, we don't want to do I Mom So Hard anymore. We're going to start a merch company.
Yeah, we're going to start a fulfillment company.
Yeah.
Looking back on anything that we would do differently, I honestly don't know what that would be, because I think for us, everything has been this like boulder rolling downhill, and there's been all these opportunities that have come up that we never in a million years would have thought that we would do. We didn't think we'd get to write a book. We didn't think we'd get to write a children's book. We didn't know how to write a pilot. Like, there was stuff that was really cool. So I think it's important in those opportunities to like look back and not be too hard on yourself, because how are you to know if it's the first time you're doing it? You know what I mean? Like, so there are so many things that I think we look back on and we're like, can be hard on ourselves, but I think we try not to, because it can be a slippery slope, I think.
One time somebody randomly and unjustifiably threatened to sue us, and I threw a chair with Kristen watching.
Oh boy.
So I would undo that.
No, I wouldn't.
That's worth chair throwing.
I stand by it 100%. No apology.
Yeah, throw that chair.
We're both like very defensive of the work that we've done, if you can't tell by the way we treated Tim, but also of like, we call our fans the moms.
Yeah.
Because we've felt, and you guys are doing it too, and it's the best thing ever. It's this underserved bunch of people that are like sort of like disregarded. They're like, moms are like, the definition of like uncool is mom jeans, a mom car, a mom whatever, you know?
Yeah, mom
like,
gets tagged to things that are uncool. Right.
Uncool. Yeah. And same with dad.
Oh, yeah. Like, dad jokes.
The dad bod. Dad jokes. Yeah.
Dad
like
jokes.
It's
yeah.
like you're like sort of disregarded. And so we get really protective of that bunch of people and like want them to have a voice and feel cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you guys are converting. And it's so interesting. I think we're talking about all these things that you've started. Some of our listeners may not really have an interest in starting a YouTube page. They may not have an interest in going on tour. I guarantee you a very sizable group of our listeners would like to have a wine that is just theirs. So this is something new for you guys. And it's called Accomplice, right? And it's like, you guys did a partnership with, by the way, I'm going to give some props to Paso Robles, because Kim and I went out there for 4 days. It's a winery region in Southern Cal that has incredible value grapes. And so I was really excited to hear that
people
you went
hear
there.
Value and they think like cheap. No,
no, no. Lovely, I mean, like, no, I mean, you order like you go to Total Wine, you get a $20 bottle at Paso Robles. It's going to taste like a $40 bottle from Napa. Yeah, so I want you, I'm going to give you guys the floor to talk all about this. But my only question that I have targeted is, did you name your rosé Every Rosé Has Its Thorn?
And if not,
that's a real missed opportunity, Penn.
Okay, can I add that to the list of things we regret?
Okay, yeah.
Can you just do it now? Can you
just
change it?
Just change it now. They love it. They love it when you do that. When you call them after stuff is printed, they love
it. Sorry.
We have to say, so good. You got to give credit to the moms for this, too. Like, this is like how out of the loop we were that I kind of when we started doing the videos, like our social time together was making the videos. We would get a babysitter and order $20 worth of pizza. And then, so we would have like
mimosa or wine
or whatever while we did it. And then all these moms were like, when I get together with my bestie, I love to have wine too. Like, we didn't know that was a thing. And then like all the mom wine tropes sort of like started.
And I was like, I'm fine to be that trope. Thanks.
That's totally.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Cool. Mommy juice all day.
Yeah, not cool. Yeah, whatever.
How'd you pick the vineyard?
We got really, really lucky, and we had a friend that introduced us to the guy, Jeff, at O'Neill
Wines.
And
but also
it just worked out great.
Her husband wearing a kilt.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. My husband went to a...
My husband actually approached... Her husband, might as well be mine, actually approached Jeff. Was it Jeff?
Or, in a kilt.
he was wearing a kilt. Jeff wasn't. Her husband was wearing a kilt. Was he holding the poodle at the
Not
time?
Not the time. That was okay. Him walking around the neighborhood.
It was.
There's a lot going on, you guys. There's a lot going on.
And said, hey, my wife and her friend do this thing called I Mom So Hard, and they've been wanting to make a wine because all of their fans say, you guys need a wine. Like, what are you drinking? What do you recommend?
Yeah. Like, and then Jeff was like, well, you guys should come to the vineyard. And we were like,
duh.
Yeah. What? And then he's like, you guys should go home at some point.
Yeah. But we went about, because like, especially you don't have the budget and you don't have the time to like, unless you're like a real wine connoisseur.
Who has a vineyard?
No, people get like degrees and they dedicate their lives to it. You can't do that. Yeah.
But they're all so fancy. We're like,
this is how my husband chooses wine. He goes in, you know, at the grocery store where it's like, this is what it costs.
Points.
This is what it costs if you buy six bottles.
Yeah.
So he like looks for the biggest like value.
The biggest delta. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, what if we just picked these wines at the vineyard that taste really good, that are at a good price point, and it can be like your go-to red, white, rosé, and you don't have to overthink it.
Nope. And that's exactly what they gave us. And we got to go taste it. It's not just us putting our name on it. Like, we went through the tasting and they were like, ladies, there's a spit bucket. And we're like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. How do you think we're going to get a buzz?
We did. We went to like probably 20 of their like favorite picks for red.
No spit bucket.
No spit
after about 10, I'm gonna
everything tastes amazing.
I think
everything's amazing.
I think it's not gonna matter after 10.
After 10 samples, it's amazing how confident you become as a sommelier. Like, your teeth are black and you're like, oh, I can really taste the
hummus.
Yeah. The terroir influence.
Really, yeah,
it's very earthy.
So good in this one.
But you could really become a problematic sommelier, really, because you're like, now I don't remember the last 10 wines. I'm going to do those tonight.
Over again. Yeah, I'm going to go brush my teeth, come back.
We're really proud of them because we found good ones. And my neighbor's like a big wine guy. Like, he's got his own wine pouch. Like, when you come over, he's got something that like...
I'm sorry, a pouch?
Like a fanny pack?
It's like a leather
setting.
They have those at Senor Frogs in Mexico. I've seen
not the one you wear.
Although I'm on board with that one more than
because they like squirt wine in your mouth from like 6 feet away, and then you ride the mechanical bull and get a concussion.
Camelback, you know, just like me. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're not above that. It's fine. No. Put our wine in it. We don't care.
See, I can't even describe it right. It's what like nice wine like. Good wine drinkers like
I don't know any of those people, so it's hard.
Yeah,
he likes it. Yeah,
so you know, we're married and work together. Yes. So when
God bless you.
Well, so when there's a creative difference, let's say let's allegedly,
hypothetically,
like once or twice we've disagreed on the direction of something, it can get like, we're much better now, but in the beginning it very heated, I would say, about like how we thought things should run.
We didn't know how to talk to each other.
We didn't know. Yeah. Needed to go. So how do you manage that with this friendship? Like, what kind of boundaries do you draw? Like, how do you negotiate those things?
I'd like to just paint a picture. They just looked at each other like, oh shit.
No, like we've never had a difference before. Yeah.
I'm considering the question. I think,
cause I want to say like creatively those are easier things to sort of, like,
they don't get in fights, honey.
Yeah. They're stumbling on this appear to not get in fights.
They don't get. They're looking at each other like, "What's a fight?"
I'm thinking so hard.
We do. When we fight, it's a rule. You can punch in the
boobs
or butt, but you can't. No way. Okay. You can't leave.
You go out and you go down to just your bra and your jeans, so things are nice and overhanging. And then you go into somebody's front yard and you get a punch, either the boobs or butt, one time, and then it's over. Like, that's how we settle
That's how they settle things in Nebraska.
We settle things in a country way. But in all honesty, like, of course there's going to be disagreements and there's going to be tough times, but creatively we're pretty aligned. And what happens is, like, so her husband is our director, my husband is our producer, and so there's actually like, there's four of us on the team when it comes to creating a video, and we have this like fun way of like we'll send it on if we feel like we're not in agreement. We'll like, well, let's let Britt or Colin watch it and give their notes, and then it's amazing because generally their notes are exactly the same. I don't know for what reason they just, and then we're like, okay, there it is. And then I think when it comes to anything else, we've had some rules come up just organically as we became partners. We were like, all right, if it's a no from one of us, it's a no from both of us. There's just, it's got to be that way. It's, you've got to feel comfortable saying, I'm not into this. Like, this is not. Mm-hmm. And also, our families come first. We've always been like, both of us are, it's nice because both of us run on the same school schedule. So we're like, I have Halloween carnival the same night as you. And so then we can divvy, we can say, let's go, let's not work today. And then we'll be with the kids. And then tomorrow we can pick up or whatever. So it's a really nice workflow.
I think like the amount of time that we spend together and the amount of like actual arguments that we've had, the ratio is probably really pretty low.
Because it's not like, in marriage.
No, it's like when we disagree, we're okay, convince me, or where are you going with that? Or where's your head?
Well,
like,
so, and you, I mean, look, the men rightfully are the comic foil in a lot of your content, especially if you're serving moms. I understand that. But you're working. You just described the business relationship that I think you should talk. I'm sure you talk about it. I haven't heard you talk about where you've got a producer and a director who are both very influential positions in this. And you have found a way to get along and keep making good content. So obviously something's going right there.
Well, I think when we say the nice thing is, and like you, we married good guys who they know ultimately we're trying to tell this story from our POV. And so they just need to do for us what gets us to the right performance that gets us nailing the joke in the right way. They're both comic guys themselves. So like we need a comedy outlier who's like looking at us going, I feel like they can turn the dial on that, or they'll laugh at something. And then we go, oh, there's a little nugget we didn't know. And we'll trail off into that. So it's really kind of a team effort.
They also,
overall,
they don't ever argue with us creatively because they
know we'll bring it home.
in very early on, we sort of proved the point where like, we're talking from like such like, not just the female gaze, it's like the mom gaze.
In
like
a vulnerable place.
Our POV is very specific. It'd be different if it was like, here's, you know, my husband and I doing a video, or her husband and her doing a video. It's our like friendship and our take on mothering, which is really kind of similar. And my husband's like, yeah, I don't think that's funny. And I'm like, I don't think you get it. And then they step back and they're like, okay.
And I'm like, this trust, yabber it.
This is, I just had a realization.
This happens in our house.
Jen is Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Kristen.
Yes.
Yes. That is 100%.
We're there. I got it. Because you're 30,000 feet, Jen. And you're special sauce, Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. In many ways.
She's trees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, I have a feeling and that's all that I need. And she's like, well, we need more than that. And I'm like, I don't like that guy. I got a feeling.
Sounds really familiar.
And I'm like, I'm like, I know, but I'm like, is this just my anxiety or is this like my gut telling me, no, we shouldn't. He's like, no, we're doing it. Let's do it. I'm like,
You're the same person, only you work out.
I have like anxiety if I don't work out.
She has like legit anxiety. She doesn't medicate and exercise.
I'm not like wearing that like a badge. I don't. I have medicated. Yeah. I'm just not currently. I probably need to be medicated.
I'm not going to say anything.
I enjoy laying down and watching television. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
awesome.
That's its own exercise right there.
I mean, God bless you. But
then we have. I think like our big arguments are probably like not feeling heard by the other one. So it is like a marriage, right?
The other day, Jen said something on text that bugged me. And I like made like a curt reply, not curt, but like, I go, sure. And she goes, she texts me back and she goes, I can see what your face is doing. When you
Yeah, there's like
that's love right there. Like you, I think the more you love someone, the more you're comfortable to fight with them, right? And that's a business partnership.
Also, we know exactly how to hurt each other with text messages.
Real Housewives all the time. She's on our Instagram. There's 80 freaking pages on Real Housewives. I'm like, I'm not gonna scroll through all these. I'm like, unfollow. What are you doing?
She's making me do it on my personal page.
Boo. And so, what are the? I have to say, like, you stopped with like. What are your boundaries around social media too? Because you have to protect,
it's trickier. It's trickier as the kids get older. Like Finn, he is a fifth grader. So we're in a fun space and like, he'll say rude things if I try to do like a selfie video and I'm like, we're watching the Astros game or something. He'll like either like be like, oh, my butt itches or something rude. And then I can't use it. And I'm like, I'm not going to make him replay an authentic moment for the internet. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so it is tricky. It's like either it works or it doesn't. And there's times that it works and times that it doesn't. But with the kids, I think we're very careful. We just try to take it one step at a time and also be respectful to them. If it's also maybe just do it on the podcast where they don't listen.
I would say
just like, don't turn it into a blog.
So my daughter read a blog post I wrote like 3 years ago about being a teenager, and honestly it wasn't even that bad. It was just interviewed somebody who wrote a book about being a teenager and like all the I said something about like hormones and stuff, and she found it.
Oh no.
Yeah, so obviously we deleted it. And again, we've always talked very positively about our kids because they're great kids, but they're getting older. Our son still loves it. Our daughter wants to be in the video. Like the makeup thing, it was her idea. Then we did like a shopping video because she wanted to, like when it's her idea.
She wants to control her narrative.
Yeah, which I understand. So she wants to be in it, but only if she's decided, she's such a boss, like what the video is, how we're going to shoot it.
I think that's fair.
Fair. And then she wants to check the monetization to see how much money it's made, because then she gets to keep it.
Business.
You guys, my son's got 106 subscribers. He's like, when does that money start coming in? He's so excited about his gaming video.
Oh, our son has a gaming channel too.
Dude, perfect. So
you're like, yeah.
Those guys are.
I think the thing that like specifically with like our live show is in my head is like the videos are a lot of a confessional. It's like just really our conversations that we have with each other.
Rarely about the kids, really.
Yeah, or, you know, and it's just a lot about the husbands.
Yes.
You know, nothing personal.
No, and it is hard because you want to protect their story and then you want to protect who they are. But then, it's your story too.
We try to throw ourselves under the bus and, like, just be aware of, like, what is our part of the story to tell and not their part of the story, you know, because we're both...
It does get trickier. And I think when kids get older, you know, the things they do, they are up for judgment. Like if they say something really sassy or snotty and you're like, if I retell that, this literally does make my kid not look good because my kid didn't look good in this moment. And like you have to figure out where that line is so you can be open and honest and authentic, but you're also being like a little bit careful of their privacy. And so they're not in the room to defend themselves. So it's all just like navigating, and we're doing it one day at a time because as they get older, they keep changing and we're like, crap, what do we do now?
Yeah. And nobody knows what they're doing, whether there's a camera on you or not. Like, I don't know any parent who's like really confidently like heading into the teenage years.
We say it every time anyone asks us about our kids. We say, if especially if it's in a large group, like, please raise your hands if you're worried that you're going to screw up your kids. And anyone who doesn't raise their hand, I think needs to be a better parent.
Well, that kid is going to for sure get a neck tattoo.
Yeah. So
they're the ones that are doomed.
You guys have been so generous with your time. I hate to cut you short, but Kristen just said that she was a Houston Astros fan. So we're going to have to cut you off right now.
You cannot be an Atlanta Braves fan. That is not your team. How about last night's game
don't need to dance. Dancing's not necessary. Kristen's not dancing on the camera. It's 1-1. We're going back to Atlanta. I grew up in Durham, and the minor league Braves team was in Durham. So my dad used to take me to Durham Bulls games, and so that's kind of where my
the Braves. The Braves always are like.
Yeah, I mean, we follow the rules. We don't bang signs out with trash cans. We don't cheat. So like we do all the right things.
That is not the easiest go to. There's one player from that time and everybody just has a lot of stink on them.
I don't know what you're talking
like, well, the Astros are so good.
They had to clean out their entire leadership cadre because they were like, so if you can see the catcher's signs, someone from like center field was like banging a trash can in the bullpen so they knew a fastball was coming. Jen's surprised here.
Listen, I will never say this in front of my kids because I was like, the most important thing is that these guys just own that they got caught and they screwed up and they were doing something shady. My husband's still pacing and he's like, but I just want to say, and I'm like, nope, we need to own that they cheated. But
that's
I will
actually
say
good.
Behind with my kids not in the room that everybody does it. And so like,
you might be right about that.
So, yeah, but Here's to a good World Series.
Yes. Let's go seven games. That'd be fun. I'm enjoying watching this series.
I would love to go seven games. I love baseball season. Look at you.
You're what
like,
are we talking about?
I know. I was like, are these
baseball
teams?
She's me. You two. Yeah.
Are these baseball teams? God, oh, that is there footballs happening too and baseball?
If anybody wants to talk to my husband about Colgate football from 87, he's more than happy.
Okay. No. Although that's more. Like very highbrow football. It's like, meh, hike. Screen pass, Mitchell.
Oh man.
You guys are hysterical. Okay, so tell us, where do people get tickets? Where do people find your stuff? Tell us all the things.
You can go to hashtag imoms. No, that's wrong.
Hashtag
www.http://.
I'm going to start again.
Okay, ready?
www.imomsohard.com for tour tickets and city information. And then also you can go to our Facebook page where we do videos, Instagram. We're TikToking a little bit, but not a lot. Not great at it, just more on it.
And we have Twitter. Hopefully you guys can be on our podcast.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you guys as guests.
We would love to. Will you invite a dad on the podcast? He'd be a good dad for the podcast.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We'll just have a great time. And you can bring your guitar. And
he'll
we'll
sing.
More than happy just to sit back and watch this, though, because you three women are very entertaining.
Well, you're entertaining, too.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
You're married to a great lady. We love her so much.
Aw, thanks. Stop. Well, I love talking to you. Thank you for doing this, and I can't wait to see your new show.
Yay! We can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are
the very
best.
I wasn't recording.
He was recording, don't I? He does it every time. It's his joke.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.